South Africa's education system is facing significant challenges. However, throughout the country, there are schools that defy the odds, led by dedicated educators who are making a real difference. A glowing recommendation about Jansen van der Rys, the headmaster of Queen's College Boys High School in Khumani in the Eastern Cape, inspired us to explore what his blueprint is for transformative education. Hi, Jansen. Thanks so much for joining us in the BizNews studio.
Hi, Linda. Thank you very much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, I must say that we were contacted by what Ali calls a member of the BizNews tribe and said, you've got to speak to this guy. So we want to know what makes what you do at Queen's College so special that people want to inform news agents, you know, news people like us about it.
So thank you for that, Linda. Our school, Queen's College Boys High School, is one of a family of four schools that's been founded in 1858, 157, 167 years ago. So it's quite a old, well-known, established institution. So we've got a sister school, Girls High School, and then a junior school, Queen's College Boys Junior School, and then Balmoral Girls Junior School. So we're quite well known here in the Eastern Cape, and specifically Queenstown or Khumani, as we all are known now. But you know, in the Eastern Cape, where you know, it's fair to say that we're struggling from a maybe a municipal point of view, also from a the, you know, a school like Queen's and Girls High School and other good schools around us, you know, are really beacons of hope. You know, it's that sort of you look up to the church to lead, you know, you look up to schools to lead, you know, and to give hope. And so, and therefore for our environment that might easily go away if we're not careful. You know, our school can easily be sort of diminished if we're not careful, you know, and if we do not care about what we're doing here. So maybe that's where this message came to Alec and the BizNews tribe, and say, listen, these guys are maybe going against the trend. You know, they are the product that they, or the service they deliver is quite exceptional, you know, and from our point of view, it is quite exceptional, you know, because we made a decision a long time ago that is what we want to be, you know. So maybe that's where it comes from.
What is different what you are doing? What kind of outcomes do you have when it comes to matric results?
I would say, you know, the point that we're sort of not sliding down. You know, we're really improving our the product that we offer. So let's say a while ago we had just under 500 kids, of which 74 was in hostel. Now we're sitting with 600 plus boys, of which 200 is in hostel. We're going to have open another hostel next year, you know. So what we are doing is people are looking up and say, listen, we want to be part of that. And the original dream in about 8 years ago was that if people sit on the beach on the December holiday, they're contemplating where they want to send their kid to, you know, Queen's College must be one of the top three in the country that they would want to send their kid to. So that's what we tried to sort of develop, you know, that feel and presence of the school. So our first goal was to have the best campus in South Africa, you know. And if you see and the whole idea is people, good people would, you know, would probably drive by here or read about us or see, and they would say, well, I want my son to be here just because it's so welcoming in terms of excellence, you know, of the campus. So we had a vision 175 and beyond, and we turn 175 years in 2033. So that is an important date for us, where we say we want to be a world-class educational institution by that time, and that's got to do with matric results, a bachelor pass. It's got to do with participation. You know, it's got to do with good relationships and trust, and amongst the people in the school. Our one of our key sort of guiding lights is to collaborate, to work with people, whether it's parents or Department of Education or old boys, or you know, or between teachers and students. So we work with each other. You know, we don't work against each other. We understand there's a way that we can go forward together to success. You know, and for us, success is to give a good education that people can leave the school and be contributors to solving problems and be a good citizen of our country and the wider world. So maybe there's something there.
So what makes a difference? Is it the uniform? Is it you leading from the front? Is it discipline?
So it's certainly all of the above. You know, it's I think if you probably stand back. So we had sort of four actions that we live by. We say we want to care deeply, we want to think critically, we want to act bravely, and we want to collaborate. So then there's, you know, we had a few characteristics that we want to see in our school. You know, things like we want to build a very strong culture of good people coming together and work hard, disciplined, honest, caring for each other. We want to be relentless amongst naysayers. If people say you're not going to do it, you know, we unapologetically pronouncing that we are going to be a world-class educational institution. You know, we refuse to accept the status quo, whatever it is. If that's not good enough, we refuse to accept it, and we step up. And we also, you know, if you just sort of have a bird's eye view of our campus, you will see that people that built this place had an immense dream, you know, and they had a grand vision. And part of the urgency in our soul, yeah, is to respect that and to sort of give not necessarily relevance to it, but give it the due respect and attention this school that it deserves. You know, so there's a bit of looking back at the founding fathers and say, yes, and we see what you try to do, and we're going to respect that. We're going to build on it. We're not going to let it go. And then if you have any idea of what sort of a public boys school in South Africa is, you know, it's quite it's a place where people buy into. You know, they believe in the uniform. They believe in the identity. You know, and they look after that. You know, so in a way, it's quite easy because people want to be successful, and obviously the old boys and the parents and the community want to be proud of what the school is doing. So I think there's something there, and then the recipe for a public boys' school, or I think any educational institution, is that, you know, that we've got about 6 points that we are sort of, it's the pillars that we believe we our whole sort of school life is built around. And the first one is that when you come here, you try your best every day. So it's not that you come here to slack. You try your best every day. The second one is that we uphold the uniform, the identity of the school. We understand that the school is like the name of our school is like our surname. You know, we look after it. And we know if we do that, that school's name will look after us again. You know, so it's that mutual sort of relationship. The third one is we participate. You don't sit on the sideline here. You get stuck in, and you, even if it's the seventh team or the junior debating team, you're in there. You know, and you're part of the solution of this place, or carrying the name of the school. The fourth one is we support each other. So it's not that there's a team playing without anybody watching. You know, we will only leave on a Saturday after the final game. You know, that's how we do it. And then the fifth one is we try to serve something bigger than us. And I think here's a catalyst for real growth, you know, because you understand it's not only about you. So it's not only about the little boy coming here. It's about him serving something bigger, whether it's his team, whether it's his church, his his chores at home. He must understand it's not only about him. And so for that, Queens must understand it's not only about Queens. It's about the wider Queenstown community. We have to serve. We have to try to sort of exalt the experience of everybody around us. And then the last one is we are solution finders. We ask of our boys to go actively out and find solutions for the problems in front of them.
So what is the demographic of your school? Because you are in a predominantly Xhosa area.
So 94% black Xhosa speaking, home language speaking boys. The 7% is the rest is white colored, you know, boys coming to us.
What are you getting right there that could be, you know, adopted or adapted to non-fee paying schools in the area?
That's you know, in our favor is our strong support base. You know, we've got old boys that support us. You know, our school governing body has got a history of strong governance. Our chairperson, Alistair van Schoor, is a man of you know, he believes in possibility. He believes he's generous in his and he's not the only one. He's just leading a group of people that feel that work like that and think like that, you know. So firstly, you know, if it wasn't for people around us that also understand the vision and also sort of were brought up and grown into this school's ethos, it would be very hard. So if we can call that success, which I believe we should, you know, it is because of a lot of hard work that many people are doing, you know, and also daily they come in here and they are really trying to improve as human beings and so how to you know, I wrote a speech for the president's dinner. That's an annual dinner where at our school's birthday, where I spoke to the old boys there and I said, you know, if I was the president of South Africa, what would I do? And then I said, exactly what we're doing here. You know, we're going to care deeply. We're going to think critically. We're going to act bravely. And we're going to collaborate. You know, we're going to make sure people try their best every day. We're going to look after our country. You know, we're going to be jealous about what we have here because we do have a wonderful country and the Eastern Cape is a wonderful place to be. So that is what I would do. Sometimes, you know, people around us with less resources and maybe also not always, you know, my experience of the people in the schools around me is they are great people and they work extremely hard, but it's also the lack of resources and the lack of support that's hard to, you know, if you look at what the educational system is doing here, you know, that it's amazing, you know, to get to an 85% pass rate, you know, with all the challenges that is sort of, and those challenges are many and they are varied. It's not, it's not a singular story that, you know, so, and people have to rise up to that. So that's what I would do. You know, if we can, you know, love our people, love each other, understand that we are the same. You know, we've got the same needs. I believe there's a lot of strength, and it will release energy in the positive direction.
So you play cricket for Welland. So how important is sport to have this ethos that you have in this country and to build the school?
So I believe it's one of our strengths, you know, the extracurricular program. You know, we've got a chess program here that's just brilliant. You know, I just walked past their practice now, but it's, intense, and it is, you know, it's sort of liberating because people are exposed to other thoughts, other views. You know, there's videos going and there's lectures going. So, but the fact is, it is part of the educational experience. We talk of an holistic education. So there you teach boys to make good decisions under pressure. You know, they would be under pressure, you have to make the right line-out call. You have to make, under pressure, you have to make the next move. Debating, you have to be able to argue your case. You know, and first aid, you have to be able to serve. It is part of being human to serve somebody else when that person is in need. So we believe that, you know, for when the wind is going and the ball is wet and the wrist spinner must bowl and, you know, he's up against it, what do you do? You know, you must find a way to get through that challenge, you know, and that's what we believe sport and extramural activities give us. You know, outside of the classroom, boys and girls are taught to work in a team, to work hard, to hone their skills, to be able to produce good performance under pressure. I think that's what make sports such and other activities such a valuable. You know, there's a story of a community, South Sea Islands, in just north of New Zealand, where the community, you know, they called a leader in education. So listen, we've lost a generation of people, of youngsters to drugs and alcohol, and he told them we do not have there's no plan B. We have to save our young people. And I believe to get the young boy, to make him responsible for the strong name of his school, to have goals to work towards, you know, that it's not only about him and his future and his family's future, but the future of the whole town, of the whole school community. You know, if he can put that responsibility onto him, although his responsibility is a little bit less than my responsibility and your responsibility, but still he needs to carry. Even though he doesn't want to go to practice, he has to. Even though he's sick, he has still tried to do his best. You know, so that's where we believe, you know, sport is an amazing ally in education for future success.
You talked about Queenstown, Okumani, the area. So how do the locals feel about the school?
Sure. I believe you find that in schools, in towns or cities, they are favorites, you know, and I think Queens is a favorite of this town. People love the school. Whenever the school hurts the people, they will tell us, you know, whenever the school does not live up to the expectations, you know, the people will tell us that we should be better. And the school love the people back. You know, we try to accommodate as far as possible. You know, people use our facilities, people come here to celebrate, you know, whatever we bring on the table, you know, to the stage. I believe there's a very good relationship between the school and the communities, and it's not only our school. There are other schools, you know, that in our town that's also strong schools: Huntcliffe High School, Levuyo Lerumo, and Kwanko High School. You know, there are many schools that really is the backbone of you know, a town like ours. You know, I think it's important that we understand, you know, the quality of the people amongst us. So when I, you know, the people that came to this school, you know, people like John Dugard, Neville Kupovic, Kaya Molotana, first black Springbok, you know, Gideon Kobani, you know, those were the young men that has been in our school 10, 20 years ago. But there was a time where black people couldn't come to our school. You know, if you if you understood that Thabo Mbeki schooled in Queenstown, Kgalema Mushlantle schooled in Queenstown, you know, Chris Hani schooled in Queenstown. So I sit back and say, geez, if those boys are sitting in front of me now, you know, they sit in our classrooms now. So I think somewhere the history and movement of people brought very good quality people to this to this region, and we get the cream of that to teach them. So therefore, you know, to be a world class educational institution, to strive to get to a 95% bachelor pass, you know, is, you know, we are very confident that we're going to achieve that. We are unapologetic about it, you know, that we should achieve that, you know. And then, you know, it doesn't just push away language barriers, because for many of these boys, English home language, which they are being taught in and having to do English home language, although their home language is Xhosa to a large extent, you know, you can imagine to do Hamlet and Shakespeare in your second, third language, you know, and that's not, they don't have another language to pass at a high, they have to pass this English home language. So I don't want to discard that, you know, those challenges, because it's big. You know, I remember as a young Afrikaans boy, having to speak English was a challenge, you know, and I never attempted English home language. It was always in those days second language, you know, that I, so the quality of the people here really inspire me and encourages me, you know. And also this, I think there's another catalyst here, and if we can replicate this environment where it's not, so if we can go east towards Transkei areas and build schools like this, resourced schools like this with opportunities, you know, I think that's the way we should go. If we invest, we should invest there, you know. So those are the thoughts, you know, that I believe is quite important for the future sort of growth of the Eastern Cape and other places, rural places in South Africa.
Oh, Jansen, one of us. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, Linda. All the best, ne?